that when she was a child, her mother dropped a cigarette on her bed and set that bed afire. And down in her heart and down in her subconsciousness, Gregor, this thing of fear lingered with a girl. Oh, Lord, I'm gonna stop right here. I didn't intend to go this far. I want to tell you tonight, you ought to carry your corner. Oh, Lord, Jesus will say to you, if you go or be carried down to his feet, son, daughter, your sin be forgiven. All right, all right, all right. Get out of your bed. Go on back to your house. Great God. I'm telling him every day, I'm going to carry my corner. Yes, sir. I'm going to carry my corner. I'm going to carry my corner. It may be a little hard, but I'm going to carry my corner. It may be difficult. It may be disconcerting, but I'm going to carry my corner. Yes, I am. I don't care who has fainted, by the way. Every day. Every day. I'm going to carry my corner. I'm going to carry my corner. Yeah. Maybe you won't carry yours. Maybe you won't take anybody through your life to the feet of Jesus. But you ought to carry your corner too. Oh, yeah. God bless you. May the Lord keep you.
God has blessed you richly as you have listened to this word in power and excellence. Listen each Sunday at the same time or visit us at 416 DeSoto Street for regular scheduled services, Sunday school starting at 9:45 a.m., Sunday morning worship beginning at 11 o'clock a.m., Wednesdays 7 o'clock p.m., or phone us at 318-253-6232 or 318-264-0301 or on the World Wide Web at pdusk3@aol.com. And remember, there is always room at the cross for you.
Now there is power.
You are listening to the very best of community radio, presenting the gospel at 88.1. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, Louisiana.
I don't fret because he'll see about me.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 NW Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
It's that time of year again. Spring has come, and the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church is abuzz and planning its annual Family Day Concert, Saturday, May 17th, 7 p.m. at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street, Leesville, Louisiana. The Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, Reverend Joseph L. Garner, Sr., pastor, is the place where God blesses his people. Each year, Family Day showcases people and persons to the community of Leesville with the finest and most entertaining vocalists and groups in the music industry. So with that said, Pleasant Hill Baptist Church 2014 Family Day presents Stellar and Grammar Award winners, the world-renowned Gospel Quartet, Harvey Watkins, and the Canton Spirituals of Canton, Mississippi.
I'm starting my life over again.
Come from a poor family. We didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me.
It's going to be a foot stomping, toe tapping, and hand clapping time in the house of Zion. Put your praise shoes on. Come dressed and ready to praise like never before. If you haven't experienced the essence of the Canton Spiritual, you'll miss a portion of a little heaven on earth. Come and be blessed. Tickets are a $20 donation. Tickets available at Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, 337-238-1779. In Alexandria at KAYT 88.1, 318-484-2500. Do Drop In Barbecue, 318-256-0400. Tammy Creations, 337-494-1592.
Father, we thank you now for this preaching privilege. And Father, we pray that you would speak a word into the hearts and into the minds of your people. A word, oh God, that will remind us that it is in you that we live and we move and we have our being. We thank you now for the blessings we shall receive. In Jesus' name, let the church say amen. 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 Certainly, we thank God for another opportunity, amen, to stand on his behalf, because we just never know when our kairos will come, our appointed time, amen. We all have an appointed time that we must leave this place, and so we better be mindful, amen. When I was attending a church down in South Louisiana, when I was in college, there was a lady, Sister Poulard, and she had a thick French accent, but she used to sing a song that said, "You better mind." Oh. Amen. You better mind. You better mind. We never know when our time will come. So let's give God our best while we can. Amen. 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 In the book of Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 through 8, there is a word from the Lord. Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 8, there you will find these words. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun, and they said among themselves, Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulcher? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulcher, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. He saith unto them, Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him as he said unto you. And verse 8, and they went out quickly and fled from the sepulcher, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. And for just a few moments this morning, I would ask that you would think with me in terms of a subject. He will raise you up again. Amen. He will raise you up again. Thank you, ushers. Now, we all know, or at least we ought to know, that Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection was a part of God's master plan from the beginning of time. How do we know this? We know it because in the book of Revelations, chapter 13 and verse 8, it says that all shall worship the Lamb who was slain from the foundation of the world. You see, my brothers and sisters, God had already purposed in his heart that he would make provision for a wicked humanity. He knew that we would yield to temptations and sin. He knew that if we were left to our own devices, we would most often choose evil rather than good. He knew before he made us that we would ultimately worship the creature more than our creator. He knew that given a choice, we would choose the temporal pleasures of the world before we would choose to follow him and do what he commands. And thus the Bible says, while we were yet sinners, he died. Oh, somebody ought to shout right there. Amen. He didn't wait for us to get it all together. He didn't wait for us to dot every I and cross every T. Amen. The Bible says, while we were yet sinners, he died. We ought to be glad that he died. Amen. He came to die. He was born to die. But I submit to you this morning that as the scenes from this great tragedy played out, many of the characters of this divine drama unwittingly condemned our Lord and Savior because of their perceptions of him. They could very easily give up Barabbas. Let Barabbas go free and kill our Jesus because in their minds, Jesus wasn't very significant. Jesus, in their minds, wasn't all that important. After all, amen, he was from the hood. Tell your neighbor, nudge your neighbor, and tell him he was from the hood. Amen. You know the hood, don't you? The wrong side of the tracks. I'm sure that he was devalued and looked at with suspicion because of where he was from. I want to submit to you this morning that in a real sense, Jesus died because of who he was perceived to be. Jesus, the Son of God, born in a manger. The text says that the angel said to the two women at his grave, ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. Do you see that? Even as an adult, he could not escape where he was from. Even the angel said, you're looking for, amen, Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. As an adult, he could not escape where he was from. You remember that the question was raised as it relates to Nazareth. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Amen. Give me some water there. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Nazareth was what we might call the hood. And guess what? If Nazareth was the hood and Jesus was from Nazareth, then you might want to say he was one of the boys in the hood. Amen. Don't act like you grew up in Beverly Hills. Don't act like you grew up in some mansion somewhere. There's some hood folk up in here. Amen. Where are my hood folk?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I didn't say you needed to be ashamed of where you was from. But I've come by to tell you today that where I'm from doesn't have to define who I am. Uh-huh. I wonder if I have any witnesses here today. And I've got to admit, and I'm looking at my friend Carlos there and his wife, amen. He grew up in the hood too, amen. Thank God we're not apologetic, amen, about being from Leesville. Can I get a witness here? I tell people wherever I go that I'm from Leesville. Now, I need to also tell you that there was a time when being from Leesville had a lot of negative connotations. There was a time when 5th Infantry was here. Let me just go on and tell it. Amen. There was a time when Leesville was known for its many prostitutes, for all the clubs and the bars. As a matter of fact, amen, Reverend Darcy, because of all of the sexual promiscuity that was taking place, a lot of folk didn't even call it Leesville. They call it what? Diseaseville. Amen. But I'm so glad that this community and this city has outlived that reputation, especially amongst the younger generation. But many believe that if you're from a small town, you have to have a small town mentality. I thank God that my parents, amen, allowed me opportunities to get out of Leesville. I remember 12 years old flying on a plane, amen, all by myself in a real sense, going to Washington, D.C. I remember, amen, meeting our congressman there in Washington. I remember the dinner they had for us there in the White House, and I thank God that I had received some training here in Leesville. Amen. I thank God I knew the salad fork from the dinner fork. I thank God that I knew, amen, how to cut my meat and not, you know, amen. How y'all do when you get home? Hallelujah. I was at the White House. I didn't say your house. I was at the White House. But I thank God that my parents availed me to every opportunity to travel and all of that, because I you know, they say you can take the boy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy. Well, I've come to suggest to you the contrary to that argument. When they raised the question concerning Jesus, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Y'all know what they were implying, don't you? They were implying that no Messiah could have been born in Nazareth. No, amen. No king of Israel could have been born in that. Come on, don't act like folk never doubted what you were able to do because of where you started out. Don't act like, amen, folk never questioned your qualifications and your credentials because of the way you were brought up. But I thank God today. I said, I thank God today that God can make something out of nothing. Do I have a witness?
Yes,
you Bible readers know how he stepped out, amen, onto a dark and desolate universe and said, let there be light. Amen. And the Bible says light shined through the darkness. The sun, the moon, and the stars got in place. The planets started their orbits. God spoke and things began to happen. I've come by on this Resurrection Sunday to let somebody know that no matter what you've come out of, God can speak a word and your reality can change.
Yes,
I wonder if I have a witness today.
Yes,
somebody needs to know this because you're bound in a tomb of low self-esteem. Because some crazy person told you you'd never be nothing. Somebody told you that you were too black to ever be anything. Somebody told you you were too dumb or you were too ugly or you were too slow. Amen. And you've been living with all of that negativity, clouding the vision that God has for your life. Now, we know that there is power when God speaks. Anybody know there's power when he speaks? Anybody know that if you get sick, but if you turn that thing over to Jesus, he can speak healing into your life? Is there a witness here today? Is there anybody here who knows that your money can get funny? and your change can get strange, but if you trust in God, tell your neighbor, I ain't missed no hamburger. I didn't miss a steak. I didn't miss a piece of fried chicken, because God is able to speak those things that are not as though they were. You ought to give him praise today. But I need to tell you something else, that not only is there power when God speaks. My brothers and sisters, if you'll get in this word, and if you let this word get in you, if you will let the Holy Ghost saturate your existence, I've come by to tell somebody and remind somebody else that not only does God have power when he speaks, but if you're a child of the Most High King, watch out now. If you're a child of God, if you know whose you are, if you know where your help comes from, you can speak into your own situation. The Bible says that the power of life and death is in the tongue. Jesus said, if you have the faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, he said you could talk to the mountain. Any mountain talkers? Amen. And Jesus said the mountain would have to get out of the way. The Bible teaches us that with faith in God, we're able to speak those things that are not as though they were. I just told one of our young people the other day, amen, you got to speak positivity. Don't speak negativity. Amen. Speak positive. Anybody found out that if you change how you talk, your circumstances will change, your situations will change? What are you talking about, Pastor? I'm saying, amen, I know what the doctor has said, but instead of you running around and letting your testimony be, I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick, if the powers of life and death are in the tongue, I dare you, I double dare you to start saying, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed. Is there a witness in the house today? Oh, I know there's power. The power of life and death is in the tongue. You better change how you talk. You better change how you speak. You better stop letting folk define you because of how you were brought up. Yeah, it's all right to remember a time when you had to wear hand-me-downs. It's all right to remember a time when you had holes in your shoes and holes in your socks and holes in your, just holes everywhere. But you ought to thank God on today that where I was, I don't have to be there today. Tell your neighbor, my God is rich in houses and land. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He will make a way for you. Some of you gotta get sick of wearing a label that somebody put on you. I've told y'all before, I don't care what folk call me. It ain't what call me, that's what they call me, that's important. It's what I answer to. Amen. If you want me to answer, you better say he's a child of God. If you want me to answer, you better say he's blessed and highly favored. If you want me to answer, you better start saying he's the head and not the... Is there anybody here who will make up in your mind that you're not going to let your past... Don't let my past define me. But then secondly, you need to know that where I've been doesn't determine where I can go. I'm in Bible country. I'm in Bible country. The text says Jesus got up from the grave. Did you hear what I said? It says he got up from the grave. Tell your neighbor, from the grave. Oh my, oh my, oh my. You see, he stayed just long enough to speak to Mary. But after he left the grave, he never went back to the grave. You don't believe it? Check the record. He went fishing. He went and had dinner. He stopped at the house and talked to his boys. Y'all remember Thomas wasn't there the first time he showed up at the house. So he made a second visit to the house and told Thomas, says, since you don't believe, just touch the nail prints in my hand. Since you don't believe, just examine the nail prints in my feet. But I want to suggest to you that out of all of the things that the Bible says he did, you don't find record that he went back to the grave. Oh, you missed it. You missed it. He showed himself to 500, but he never went back to the grave. He walked the road to Emmaus, but he didn't go back to the grave. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying that you ought not allow where you've been or what you've been through. You ought not let it determine where God can take you. Oh, somebody's going to shout up in here. Somebody's going to get a blessing in here today. Somebody's going to get this in just a minute. Some of you are out of the situation that caused you so much pain. You're out of it. You're out of that tragedy. You're out of that trauma. You're out of that situation, but it still owns you. Touch your neighbor. Say, let it go. Let it go. Let the hurt go. Let the pain go. Let the divorce go. Let some stuff go. Let it go. Because can I tell you something? You can't get in a new relationship because you're still hung up on the old one. Preach, Pastor. Preach to yourself. You can't do right on your new job because you're still crying because they fired you from your old job. Shame on you. Shame on you. I know they hurt you when they fired you, but God blessed you with another job. God blessed you with a new job. And y'all hear me saying all the time, I ain't gonna give the devil no joy in what he tries to do in my life. Not only the devil, there's some haters up in here. I'm not gonna let my haters rejoice in my pain or in my calamity, because when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, joy bells start ringing. Come on, give him praise for what he's brought you through. Give him praise for where he's brought you from. You ought to tell him thank you. You ought to tell him thank you. You ought to tell him thank you. Some of y'all mess up because you keep going back to the cemetery, going back to the funeral. Some of you keep opening the coffin. Some of you keep rehearsing the eulogy. Some of you keep repeating the benediction every time. I mean, God is trying to bless you. He's trying to take you to a new level, but all you can think about is earth to earth, dust to dust, ashes to ashes. You keep going back, but I come by to tell somebody, it's over now. It's dead now. It's finished now. You ought to take his phone number out of your address book. You ought to take her phone number out of your smartphone. Get rid of them from your contact list. I know I ain't got nobody that will help me preach this. There are some folk, you need to go to your Facebook page. Find the unfriend button. They ain't your friend anyway. Tell them, see you later. Sayonara. Goodbye. Is there anybody here who can thank God today for where he's brought you from, for what he's brought you through? The Bible says Jesus got up and he never went back. The Bible says seek those things that are above. Move on. Move on. You better learn. You better learn how to move on. I thank God for a great philosopher, Carlos. There's a great philosopher. There's a great Bible scholar by the name of B.B. King. B.B. King said, just this morning, I took a big long look around. I've lived it up and loved it up and done it in this town, but I'm moving on now. He said, c'est la vie, I'm moving on now.
Is there anybody here today? If you'll make up in your mind that I'm tired of visiting the cemetery.